And when I go shopping during the holiday season, I always end up in the kitchen stores. Such an obvious gift. Get someone a new gadget. So if you're going to do that, we've got the best person for you right now. Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst, who has been thinking about what the best ideas are. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there.
Hi, Kathy.
And what did you decide? What did you find?
Well, actually, I put out a call to some friends who are cookbook authors and chefs. And you would think that if you asked a bunch of cookbook authors and chefs, okay, what do you want for Christmas or Hanukkah? What's your holiday dream list? That maybe they'd say copper skillets or vitamin, you know, fancy expensive things. I got three ideas and I threw one of my own in, and I don't think anything costs more than $25.
Okay.
So that was a big surprise. So let's start with Martha Rose Shulman, who's a cookbook author and also a columnist for the New York Times, writes the Cooking for Health. She emphasizes health a lot. I asked her, Martha, what's your favorite gadget? And she wrote, there was a time when my stepmother Mary thought she was going to do some serious baking. That never happened. So she gave me the equipment she bought. This heavy dowel rolling pin has become a treasured item in my batterie de cuisine. I use it for pie dough and cookies mainly, but also to crush nuts and spices. I love the feel of it, the evenness of the roll.
Oh,
so
wow.
I brought mine in. So you
hand
can see here.
Yeah.
There you go.
You say heavy dowel.
Heavy dowel.
Like
so it's a big, long wooden dowel, and unlike other rolling pins where there's handles, the whole thing moves in your hand. It has a great feel, and it does beautiful things with pastry.
Okay.
So I decided to use it and make you a savory crostata. So it is a crust, of course, that I made with fresh thyme in it. And then I sautéed butternut squash and red onions till they caramelized. And it's got feta cheese in there as well.
But and it's all about that rolling pin.
It's all about the rolling pin, Jeremy.
You know, it's so funny because I thought you'd say, surely, you know, oh, the machine that makes bread or that. But no, it's this simple thing that's been around.
It is. And also for her, clearly, it's something that's very sentimental. Mm-hmm. And I really love that because it's true. All the expenses of stuff put aside, it's going to be something that you love, that is family related, and that you use year after year, holiday after holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the savory crostata using Martha Rose Shulman's dowel heavy rolling pin.
We'll have the recipes at herenow.org. Continue.
Okay. Evan Mallett is a friend and chef of The Black Trumpet. He's also author of The Black Trumpet Cookbook. So I thought, okay, he's a chef. He's got all these gorgeous pots and pans. But no, he said that his most prized possession at home and in the restaurant is an ancient lodge square 10 or 12 inch cast iron pan.
Lodge is the make.
Lodge is the name of the company. It's really an interesting story. It's an American family run business. They are made in the very tiny Tennessee town of South Pittsburgh, a very prized cast iron skillet in many Southern kitchens, but also Evan lives in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, works there, and he uses his 10-inch cast iron skillet for at home for pancakes and grilled cheese and searing meats and fish. And in the restaurant, he likes to use it because it gets such a great sear. Cast iron, of course, holds the heat so beautifully. So when you cook fish with the skin on it or scallops, he loves to use that pan.
And you used it for?
I used it for a breakfast sausage and buttermilk chive skillet cornbread. I thought this would be a terrific brunch or breakfast dish around the holidays. You can make the whole thing ahead of time. You can serve it hot or room temperature. So it's my buttermilk cornbread. I added scallions and chives, but then I added a layer of very spicy, it's got a bite, right? Spicy sausage at the bottom. So it's kind of a one dish brunch.
Jeremy can't tell you if it has a bite because
he's chewing too much. I know. But I think it'd be a great holiday brunch dish.
Well, I just have to say about the skillet. We just had Alton Brown on, you know, the food superstar.
Of
and
course.
He said, if you don't have a 12-inch skillet, what is wrong with you? 10 would suffice. But it's a staple.
And this is a cool skillet because it's square. And I didn't have one. So I got one. And it's really a lot of fun to make a cornbread in a 10-inch. So next I asked Grace Young. Grace is often called the poet laureate of the wok. Food historian Betty Fussell called her that. She is a James Beard Award-winning author of Stir Frying of the Sky's Edge and other fabulous Chinese cookbooks. And she says, I can't live without my woks. I'm a wokaholic and confess to having a large collection.
I love that.
So she insists, okay, not just any wok, but that it's a 14-inch flat-bottom carbon steel wok. We have a link of a place you can buy it. $25. I have this wok. It's okay. Fabulous. And she sent us a wonderful fresh tasting stir fry.
Okay. And we have to get to your pick.
My pick.
What is that thing?
Here it is. This is called an immersion blender.
Oh,
it's
yes.
a long stick, basically, with a blender on the end. And as you know, I have been making quite a bit of soup for my new book, Soup Swap. And I love these immersion blenders because you can make the whole pot of soup in one pot. You don't have to transfer it to a blender and a food processor.
You stick that in.
You stick it right in. So I made you a white bean and escarole soup.
You're a wonderful human being.
Aren't I nice? Nice. You know, tis the season.
Oh, go to the website just for that, hearandnow.org. And remember, by the way, always immerse the immersion blender or it will
true.
Splash everywhere.
Ugly,
that's the
ugly
problem
scenes.
With that.
It's true. But they're very inexpensive and incredibly useful for soups and sauces and purees.
All right. We'll have that at hearandnow.org as well. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you.